Welcome back to the Ambitious Adventures podcast show. Sitting in the hotel room here, about to get ready. I'm going to drop Greg off to the airport. Greg, we had quite the week, man.
It was kind of an insane week. It was, we got here and it was 80 degrees, then it went to 40 degrees, then it went to 30 degrees, and it was a fun time. It was a crazy place. I don't know if it's what I didn't expect or what I expected. Like, you know, when you hear, so we're in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And so most people probably have no perception of what's in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean that,
they don't know.
Yeah. There's only 50,000 people, you know, that actually live in La Crosse. I think it's like 200,000 people in like the surrounding area. So it's a small part of 330 million people in the U.S., only 200,000 in the area. And so I was excited to kind of shed a light on it, kind of see what was happening here. And a lot of similarities between some of the things we saw in Des Moines. Obviously, Des Moines is probably like, what, 10 times larger?
Yeah, it's larger. Des Moines is like 200,000 without the surrounding
area. Without the surrounding area. So, yeah, so it's, you know, much, much bigger. But a lot of similarities, a lot of cool stuff. I think, you know, the focus of this episode really was on community, and you and I really saw that.
The support
firsthand. I mean, you know, we had people coming out, you know, and hanging out with us at every single one of the events that we did, you know, from it was funny. The first thing that we did when we were in Andrew, who helped put this whole trip on for us and really found all the businesses, you know, we were in his co-working space and it was filled with college students, you know,
we were giving advice
to college
underwear.
Students. well-endowed underwear. They were trying to sell underwear on Snapchat. It was funny. But, you know, just from that, you know, the college professors coming together and saying like, hey, there's this cool entrepreneur show happening. Why don't you guys go over there and hang out in the co-working space to, you know, we did an ambitious mile bike ride. It wasn't quite a mile, which was actually good because it was frigid
like
cold.
0.2 miles, I think.
Yeah, but it was frigid cold. So it was great. But, you know, 30, 40 bikers out on a Wednesday night. Yesterday we had Entrepalooza, about a dozen or so, you know, good entrepreneurs from the local community showed up. And then last night we had Local Palooza, you know, really, really cool event. Brought in the hoedown music.
Yeah.
We brought the place down.
What about the airboat ride, man?
The airboat ride was sick. So I've been on an airboat, but I was probably 10, you know, it was, I think in fifth grade we did like, that's the year you do like the state history. So the state of Florida. So you do like the Everglades and the Native Indians and the Seminoles and all that stuff. And I remember like begging my mom to take me on an airboat ride, and she took me and my brother on it. But you know, we went like 7 miles an hour, you know,
not like 60 when I kicked it down.
No.
Yesterday.
And so your dad came over. Your dad's had, I think he said 20 airboats,
20 airboats
that he's bought and sold. Yeah.
And
that's insane. Like he's like an airboat connoisseur, which is super cool. And so, you know, to kind of see it from that side, I mean, dude, just right when he put the boat in the water, then he rode it up the ramp.
On the land, did a 360.
Yeah, so if you've seen, like, Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, like, this was that, but with an airboat. Like, it was insane. And so, but the other thing, so you were telling me about this, is that La Crosse is, it's a river town. And so we got to see the river on an airboat. It was frigid cold, at least for me.
Yeah.
We were bundled up. We went to the Walmart and got some Long Johns. And
first, was that your first pair of Long Johns?
I actually have one other pair of Long Johns that I did own, but this is the first one in a long time that I put on. And so we had some Long Johns on, but it was cool. I mean, there were barges out there. We saw some local fishermen who were real happy with us, you know, but we also got to see some of the river houses, you know, the houses that were right on the river. I mean, just, it was beautiful.
So this trip, like, we've done a lot of fun things. I mean, the airboat ride, the bike ride, everything else. So I want to ask you, so what did you take away from the business you learned? So, for example, for me, Wyatt Bikes, he created a bike. I mean, I don't know the exact story. He created the bike, and he wanted to do it for other people, so he just started doing it in his parents' garage.
Yeah.
And then from there, he learned, and he even developed his own website. I mean, his website, he had somebody do it for him. He wasn't very happy, so he learned coding himself and created. So, like, some of these entrepreneurs, they saw an opportunity, and they took it, and they just went with it.
Yeah, and a lot of them don't have entrepreneurial parents. There's not a lot of entrepreneurial, like, mentors, you know, in the community as opposed to, like, some of the bigger cities. So they really took a lot of risk to do these things and to open up shop. I mean, Full Circle Supply, I mean, it was just two parents, you know, and who read an article, like, in a magazine and started to feel real passionate about all the plastic they were wasting and all the damage they were doing to the environment. And they're like, let's do something about it. And I think that's the cool part about what we saw on the cross is these people are like risking it all. Even Andrew, who we talked to, I mean, he is fighting for his dream. Now he's got a wife, he's got a baby, and he's still out there fighting for his dream to come true, which is making lacrosse an entrepreneurial hub. And all the entrepreneurs that we talked to, that's what they're doing. Like even Adrian at the architecture firm.
Who came from Texas.
Who came from Austin to La Crosse because she thought she could do more good in La Crosse than she could in Austin. She could really make a difference here. And I think that's what's cool. So she risked it all. Brought her family out to Austin, from Austin, Texas, which is, you know, to the outside world, a cooler, you know, quote unquote city than La Crosse, because she felt like she could do something here. You know, Wyatt Bikes, he can really do something here. He can get people adventurous, get them outdoors, get them exercising, get them back to health, you know, Full Circle Supply out there, back to health. You know,
I like too, though, I was going to say Pearl Street Brewery. So Joe, like, he got into brewing beer in 1999. He lived in Golden for a while and he learned from there, but he just did it because he liked craft beer, and at that time, craft beer wasn't big. I mean, now you see craft beer everywhere.
In 99, it was Bud Lights and Busch Lights.
Exactly. So, like, now, their place is huge. I don't even know how much beer they said they make. They showed us the whole system, everything else. But it's cool because they put on events, and they bring the community together. Because think about all the times, I mean, even you and I, sitting over a beer and talking about even this TV show or any business deal we've been doing. So it's cool to see how they bring people together in a new way, and, well, over beer.
worst things to do.
Yeah. So any other last thoughts about the show? I mean, just recap from what we learned here.
Well, I think we learned some things, too, in the show, is that, you know, one of the biggest lessons I teach but I forget, you know, sometimes you forget your own lessons, is that fun is contagious. And so the more fun that you and I have as the hosts, the more fun everyone's going to have.
Exactly.
And when we might be tired or we might be down or we just feel a little, like I feel a little introverted at times, I'm like, I'm going to go sit in the corner. You know, for TV, you know, fun is contagious. So if you want the audience to be laughing and smiling and dancing and cheering and, you know, feeling relaxed and all that, we need to...
We got to create that energy. And I think that's anything business. Like, if you want people to be excited about what you're doing, you have to be excited yourself. You have to show that energy. And that is contagious. I mean, it's being positive. And our first day, I think, is because we just came in and we were a little tired, but then we brought it back. We were good. We're on the mountain or the bluff, whatever.
Yeah.
And we picked that back up. But in business life, you need to think about that for yourself. Be energetic. Be excited. And that will show in your work and that'll attract people and you're going to have a lot more fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, we've done a lot of master classes at ambitious.com, and I've read a lot of books where it says, you know, like if you're in a rut, if you're in a productive rut, if you're stuck, if you, you know, you got writer's block, you just don't feel like slugging through the day, everyone just says, well, just get outside. And it seems so cliche. It seems so like, oh, yeah, just go outside. Literally, we went outside to the bluff. It was Granddad's bluff. Our whole energy changed. Our excitement changed, our tonality changed, we started having fun again, and it's really funny that, like, if you are listening to this right now and you're like, man, today's not going the way I want to do it, go outside, go for a bike ride, you know, go get a fat tire bike, you know, from Hawaii, and go for a bike ride, go out and walk around, go have a beer and sit in a beer garden, but break the pattern of your environment. And it's again, it's one of those things that you probably hear all the time, but we saw it happen firsthand.
Yeah.
We got outside, we walked around, we were hiking up the hill. We weren't really like sweating per se, but like we were doing some hike, like I don't call it hiking either. It was like walking up hills, but you just exert some force, exert some energy, and you know, your energy changes, and that changes the flow of everything.
Exactly. Do something ambitious. So
do something that scares you, is what you said yesterday.
Yeah, do something that scares you, and then you're going to have fun and you're going to grow. We got to hit a plane. Well, Greg's got to get on a plane. I got to drive 4 hours. But until next time, everybody, we will talk to you later.